Now, what I want to do just to close out here this week, I want to go back to the words of my teacher in God's Word, Pastor Melissa Scott's. This is her words from the Sunday after Election Day. And to say the least, at least at that point in time, they were, I think, among the most accurate foresight into what was to come.
This is a very interesting time for our country. I won't get into anything too much except to say, friends, be aware of something. You're all being played. You're all being played. We're all being played. And this is how we're being played. Regardless of what has happened in our government structure, there's a goal. And the goal is to pit people against people. That goal is getting bigger and picking up more traction. If you don't think that there's going to be a lot of heavy unrest in the coming days, weeks, and months, all I'm telling you is be prepared. We are a praying people, so please pray. The things we've witnessed thus far in 2020, I believe, are unprecedented by any standards in this country, in all of our history. So all I'm going to tell you is let's be a little bit smarter and wiser. You know, it's one thing to make your mind up when you have facts, but the problem is that we're not able. I don't care what you voted for, who you voted for. No one's getting what they actually want. Not either side. Now, what I want is not possible. What I want is not possible. I want our whole government body to quit lying. And that is, that trickles down and goes across to both sides. I feel like the American people are being played. You are just, and I'm just, we're just pawns in their game. And I don't like it. Now, for a person like me, I'm going to pray that people will do the right thing. And even if you don't like what's happening right now, whatever side you're on, that you won't choose the road of violence, when you won't choose the, what we'll call it, the sheep mentality. I'm also praying, because this country, believe it or not, the world is still looking to us. And I think a lot of the world is scratching its head. The strongest country, we used to be anyway, the strongest country, leading the way for people, have basically left a trail of uncertainty and chaos everywhere. No one knows who to trust or believe. So I'm just telling you, try. There's nowhere for you to inform yourself. Don't think that you can listen to any outlet anywhere. And again, I say, I don't care if you're a red or a blue supporter. Do not think that you are being told the truth about anything, because you're not. And anyone who thinks they are, please get a reality check. Now, we're not gathered here for politics. We're gathered here for something that's infinitely more important, and that's the Word of God. But But I also want to remind my listeners that if we're gathered for the Word of God, we're also children of the living God, and we should act like children of God, not children of the world and children of chaos and disobedience. So all I'm saying is please pray, be praying people over the next couple of days, weeks, and months, because we're going to need it. For the people who are not rooted and grounded in the faith, which makes up the bulk of our country right now, people of prayer and faith are absolutely needed. And does prayer work? Absolutely. So that's all I have to say about that. The rest of it, well, the rest of it's going to be eventually sorted out one way or another. As long as you and I do not believe or do not lean into the idea that we're being told the truth about anything. That's all I have to say about that.
I challenge anyone to find a cable news channel or talking head that can come even close to matching the rational thinking, sanity, and prognostication abilities like that.